Hi, I'm Costas Halavrezos. Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersWork.com here on Seaside FM. How often have you heard someone say, "Now that I'm retired, I seem to have less time to do the things I want to do than when I was working full-time"? Often our days after retirement can be taken up with volunteer work, new part-time jobs, and even those domestic chores we used to jam so efficiently into weekends before we retired. Well, today on Encore, we're joined by Doug Bethune of Chesetcook, an automotive consultant who retired 13 years ago after almost 30 years teaching automotive technology at the Nova Scotia Community College in Halifax. He is now a consultant on forensic automotive issues and is also a regular guest on CBC Radio's Maritime Noon, answering car care questions. Doug, welcome to Encore.
Great to be here, Costas.
We meet again.
We do, indeed. Some history there.
Now look, after more than a decade of retirement, you operate a forensic mechanical investigation company and you still appear on Maritime Noon, but can you go back to the beginning of your retirement? How did you imagine retirement might unfold?
Well, I'll be quite frank with you, Costas. I never really did intend to retire. I knew that I would retire from teaching, but I didn't think I would ever stop working. So my wife passed away in 1998, I worked 2 years past that. And one day I just happened to look around and say, why am I doing this? I think it's probably time I retired, stop punching the clock, so to speak, and get out of that structure. Because I had taught for 27 years, maybe 30 years. So I retired, and I had run my company, Toon Bethune Consulting. I had run that company probably for maybe 8 or 10 years, even while I was teaching. So I really didn't intend to be as busy as I have been with the company. These sort of things just fall on you. You know, I could say I planned it and how very astute of me, but it's not the case at all. It just seemed to blossom. And so I've been running Toon Bethune Consulting and doing forensic investigations, accident reconstruction, and investigating insurance fraud around Atlantic Canada. I had a few cases in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and probably in the last 2 years, I've been contacted, and most of my clients now are lawyers, so they want me to look at a particular event, accident, and see who's culpable, or, you know, sequence of events, cause and origin, you know, who's culpable. So anyway, that's about how I began.
So the Toon Bethune business ramped up when you stopped teaching, but I'm wondering, was there a point where you started to think about, look, I really have to manage my time. I don't have that 9-to-5 structure that I had when I used to, as you say, punch the clock at school.
True, and I think being a teacher and formerly an automotive technician working for a dealership, auto techs naturally have to manage time because they're on flat rate and it's piecework and you only have a certain amount of time allocated to do a particular operation. So time management sort of fit in with that. But as far as my retirement goes, I was quite busy personally, involved heavily in the Anglican Church. I was a parish warden for probably 17 years, senior warden, and 5 churches, and, you know, running the finances and looking after the buildings and making sure the hiring and firing of priests. In any event, I continued with that and became a lay reader. But I've backed off of that somewhat now. You know, as time goes on, you have a different focus. I'm still very involved with the church as far as studying goes. I love to read, and following the 12 tribes of Israel now, where they are today in the world. And new priests come and go, and I don't always agree with their doctrine. So I've kind of backed off of that a little bit, although I really do care about the parish and the people there, because I've got, you know, I've got a 40-year history there. And
you also have only a certain number of waking hours.
That's true enough. Well, people have said to me, where do you find the time to do all these things? And that's a very allocation of scarce resources, which is time. So managing the business and managing my personal life kind of go hand in hand in that if I'm off doing an investigation somewhere, I'll make an investigation holiday out of it. You know, if I have to go somewhere, perhaps in New Brunswick or PEI or off to Pennsylvania or anywhere where I go, I'll schedule in perhaps allocated time, for the work, and then I'll schedule in my time so that I can actually enjoy those surroundings and visit museums and just, you know, around the area.
So. Now, there's no way to tell when someone's going to call you and say, hey, Doug, there's been an accident in northern New Brunswick or the west coast of Newfoundland. We need you over here to investigate this right away. It might be fairly time sensitive, I would think. Did you find yourself being in the position of the guy who just couldn't say no with that kind of job?
Yes, and that has happened on occasion, where I'm already in the middle of a case, and somebody calls and says, "Look, we need you to do this one." And basically, what you really have to do is ask the people who are contacting me, you know, what's the priority level here? What's the expediency timeline? You know, how quickly does this need to be done? And then you weigh that out and you sort of, excuse the medical background, but not that I have a medical background, all my cousins do.
A few Bethunes do.
But you sort of triage it, you know. And in some cases you just say, well, I can't do it right now, but I'll be able to do it in 3 or 4 days or next week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just manage it that way.
But, you know, even between the volunteer work at the church and your professional work with these automotive investigations, I mean, what about Doug Bethune time? Did you have to come up with a technique to ensure there might be some time in the week for you just to do what you want to do?
Well, now you're asking me for my deepest, darkest secrets here, but I will tell you because you and I go way back. I have found that I've had to actually schedule Doug Bethune time. And I do that. I do that on my calendar. You know, people will call and say, can you do this Wednesday? I'll say, I'm sorry, I have a commitment that day. I don't tell them what the commitment is, but the commitment on that day would be Balloon Festival in Sussex, New Brunswick. You know, and that's for me. So I actually do put on my calendar, I schedule time for me and to enjoy some of the things that I enjoy for my mental health or relaxation or whatever you want to call it, right? So I've actually scheduled it. Because if you tell somebody, no, I want to take that day off, that doesn't register. You have to say, I'm scheduled that day, I have a commitment that day.
And you actually do.
I actually do. And I've done that for some time.
I'm Costas Halavrezos. Today on Encore here on Seaside FM, my guest is Doug Bethune, who retired 13 years ago after almost 30 years teaching automotive technology at the Nova Scotia Community College. He's now a consultant on forensic automotive issues and is also a regular guest on CBC Radio's Maritime Noon, answering car care questions. Doug, when I turn my ignition on, my fan makes a big noise. No, I'm kidding. But really, how do you deal with people coming up to you and asking you questions about their cars in, say, social situations? Maybe, you know, at a party, perhaps after church, things like that. I mean, how do you deal with that?
I just accept it. You know, I don't mind that.
You answer all the questions.
Well, I try to. You know, we are all given diversities of gifts, every one of us. Everybody's special in their own way. And those gifts aren't meant to be hidden under a barrel or a bushel or whatever. And if I can help somebody, you know, Costas, I will. And look, if I've got after church or on the street or at a party, if somebody's got a question for me, I'm more than happy to answer it. Matter of fact, sometimes I'm humbled and honored that they would actually think that I knew or that I would help them. So, yeah, I don't mind that at all.
What advice do you have for tradespeople and professionals who want to keep engaged in the world of work, but also still have time to themselves after retirement? I mean, first of all, of course, they're going to have to use that technique that you have about making an appointment for yourself at least one day a week. But any other advice?
Well, I would say that you want to keep current, or try to keep current. Now, when you retire, people don't want to be punching the clock and be on a tight schedule. But I find one of the most relaxing things for me is because I'm addicted, or whatever you want to call it, I love to read. And I also like to find out and discover things. So I would say keep current, read some, stay within your discipline, whatever your discipline is, stay within it. I'm not a psychologist, but Abraham Maslow said these hierarchy of needs. And I think myself that you really don't get to the point of self-actualization until you have unstructured time and you can actually do the things that you didn't have time to do when your life was structured and put in place. And you do have to schedule time for yourself. So you can actually be quite self-actualizing, you know.
Now, you were a formal educator for many, many years. What about the importance of education once you hit retirement age?
Well, I think those people who are proficient in what they do, very proficient in what they do, you can almost go to any discipline and say, where's your best psychologist? Where's your best transmission guy? Where's your best person for this and that? And you will find, I have found at least, just through observation, that people that are very good at what they do have a passion for what they do. And I would say try to keep that passion. You know, if you have a passion for what you do, then stay with it. You know, you don't have to be working for a paycheck or for dollars every time you're trying to upgrade yourself or engage in professional development or whatever of any kind. And not that you have to stay focused in one area. I mean, people have interests other than what they worked and made a living for. But if a person has a passion for what they do, you should stay with it. You know, that keeps your mind sharp, and it's also good for your mental health, and you can contribute more than I thought I ever could. You can contribute to society in that you can actually help people, and there's a reward there for doing that. You know, there comes some satisfaction in truly being able to help people.
Well, Doug, thank you very much for coming in and joining us on Encore today.
It's always a pleasure, Costas.
I've been speaking with Doug Bethune, automotive consultant and former instructor in automotive technology at the Nova Scotia Community College in Halifax. Doug retired 13 years ago and is now a consultant on forensic automobile issues. Now, if you want to comment on today's show or suggest a topic you'd like us to explore on Encore, sit right down and write us an email. Our address is encore@boomerswork.com. That's Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E, Encore@boomerswork.com. Each week at this time, boomerswork.com presents Encore on Seaside FM. Tune in to meet men and women exploring new horizons and new challenges of special interest to the growing number of Canadians aged 50 and over. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great day.